بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد حضرت انس رضي الله عنه reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign of iman. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign of iman, and it ensures exemption from hypocrisy, nifaq, and provides a safeguard against the devil and protection from the fire of hell. Because of all these benefits, dhikr has been regarded as more virtuous than many other forms of worship. It is specially effective in providing protection against the devil. It is stated in one hadith that shaitan in a kneeling position clings to the heart of man. And when the man remembers Allah, the devil becomes helpless and frustrated and therefore draws back. But whenever he finds the man neglecting it, he pollutes the heart with evil thoughts. Therefore, ulama have advised in the time of fitna especially to increase the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr is a salvation, it is a means of protection. So we are encouraged every day, inshallah, after the Fajr Salah, after the Asr Salah, these are special times for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. This time, Allah ta'ala has mentioned it in the Quran and Majid, this is a very special time for the dhikr of Allah. You don't read Nafil Salah this time, the Amal this time is for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are requesting everyone to take out a few minutes, especially in this time of trial, in this time of test, unrest, worry and concern, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through amal. A person can make dhikr of Allah, take out the Yasin Sharif, recite the Yasin Sharif, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is a Sunday, as we have started on a Sunday, people are free, you know, rushing to work, rushing to school. Let us take out these few minutes, inshallah, we can rest later, but turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these difficult times. One took note of something. Went for Hajj, every country was there, but one country was missing, and that was Palestine. And apparently they sent a message also, that give the message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam why we couldn't be there for Hajj. This is a time of worry, concern. Ummah is in difficulties, problems. In our own country, ulama are talking about this concern of the unrest, etc. So we are requesting the brothers in the individual capacity at home also, on their own also, and now collectively also, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.